This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Nearly half the COVID-19 deaths were not caused by the virus. New peer-reviewed study published in Scientific Reports found that nearly half the death labels of COVID-19 were not caused by the virus. Now, this is in Athens, Greece. Cheryl Atkinson has it this morning. But it's the same thing that happened in the UK. They started taking a look at the deaths, found that, well, half of them weren't really COVID. They were just coded that way. This is the same thing that happened in the state of New York. Kathy Hochul, when she was the governor, started calling around to hospitals because she had run on reducing COVID deaths and said, hey, let's stop coding these things so it looks like all these deaths are COVID. So interesting that number keeps turning up again. Half, 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 half. Why? Because the World Health Organization ended up releasing basically coding guidelines that said, and most deaths are coded the same way around the world. There's a, you know, number one factor, say it was a stroke, and then a number two factor, hey, you tested positive for COVID. When it came to COVID, both here and in Europe, if you had it at all, if you tested positive, even if you died in a car crash, had a heart attack, because you just had heart disease, or succumbed to cancer, it didn't matter. You were COVID death.
What you always said, and I thought this was very accurate, you said people were being listed as they actually died with COVID.
With COVID.
Not of COVID.
Not of COVID, yes. It is the only thing that is coded that way. So fascinating that this is coming out of Greece, and hopefully eventually we will get the same admission here, that half these deaths just simply were not COVID. And they did this on purpose to terrify people. They did. Okay, in another story, very interesting what's going on with China. Had the reports from Zero Hedge last week, half the factories have idled. They're not producing anything.
Mm-hmm.
Not surprised. And part of that, they said that the greatest weapon that Trump has is actually not the tariffs. It's the fact he keeps changing his mind on the tariffs. Because these manufacturers are like, throw your hands in the air. We're not going to make anything. By the time it comes off the production line, Trump might have changed his mind again, that's actually tactically working for him, believe it or not. They've just given up and stopped manufacturing. Half the factories are closed. People are burning them down. They haven't been paid. And China is, people don't know this, China's debt that we know of, okay, it's probably worse than this because they lie about their statistics, 300% of GDP. That's a disaster. Mm-hmm. That's way worse than us. Well, why'd they have to buy all that money? Well, they were weaponizing products. They were subsidizing them below, you know, the cost anyone on earth could make them in order to flood markets with them, shut down the manufacturing facilities, then come back and buy them. It's what they do. It's very predatory. It's not capitalism at all. And they got very leveraged doing that. So now we've got this situation where a lot of these are closed down. Gatestone running this morning, Gordon Chang, a longtime Chinese commentator. China just folded in the trade war. Couple of things going on here. China's been insisting, well, we're not even negotiating. We don't need America. But on April 24th, about a dozen Chinese officials, including high-ranking official from the Chinese Ministry of Finance, were seen entering the U.S. Treasury's main building.
Well, that says something right there.
Yes. 7 a.m. in the morning in Washington as Chinese security officials attempted to prevent photographers from recording the entry.
Well, of course they did.
Yeah. Meanwhile, in this, I didn't expect this at all. China is apparently very dependent on us for some things they can't make, I guess, or haven't stolen the technology
exactly.
for yet.
Haven't stolen it yet. Yeah,
yet. And they're apparently, they've leveled 125% tariffs on us, but they're not uniformly imposing them. In fact, they're now letting some stuff through tariff-free. Well, what is it? Things they need. Engine aircraft engines, landing gear, parts, semiconductors, medical equipment, pharmaceuticals, industrial chemicals, medical devices. Now, they're not officially saying that they're doing this. They're just quietly doing it.
Yeah, that's...
Worse, he writes, and American media will not consider this possibility that any harm could ever be done to China.
Or that anything Trump does is working.
Right. Worse, China's economy is probably contracting, something evident from pricing indicators. The country is in a deflationary spiral. If you want to read about that, you got to go to Zero Hedge, because our media just won't cover it. In March, the consumer price index was down for the second straight month, as the producer price index was down for the 30th consecutive month. So, look, they're hurting right now. China's in the middle of a slow-moving debt crisis. Xi, having rejected consumption as the fundamental basis of the Chinese economy, must, as a result, export more and more and more to rescue his increasingly grim situation at home. When he does it, he gets hit with tariffs. And one of the things they did not think we would do, they thought, well, no big deal. We'll just start moving all the goods through Vietnam and all of these other countries where they control a lot of the factories. We slap them with tariffs too.
Yeah, exactly.
So they are locked down.
And they are, many of them are supposedly in negotiations to stop that practice. So
yes,
we'll see about that.
That's been a huge part of it. Meanwhile, we just cut this marvelous trade deal with India. I think that Pakistani attack was influenced by China. I think that's what that was all about, if you look at the timing of it.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, I mean, they're enemies anyway, I get it, but look, just look at the timing.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think it was meant to send a message. And then you had, for China, China had a brutal weekend. Apple is going bye-bye. Yeah. Now, they're going to India. We wish they'd come here, but we also don't want to pay $3,700 a cell phone either. So I was thrilled to see this over the weekend. I thought it was a major victory, shifting supply chains from a country whose leaders want to kill us to a country whose leaders do not want to kill us. Yeah. That would be India.
And actually want to have some type of reciprocal trade.
Yes, something that makes, and are willing to sit down instead of blowing up our grid.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I explained this morning. I got kind of like, I don't know, my post is trending. They're calling me a MAGA moron. Imagine. Because I was excited. I said, this is what I voted for, moving the supply chain out of China to India. And they're like, ha ha, it's not coming here. Well, no, I didn't think all of it would come here. I never did think that.
Yeah.
Well, we've got to stop subsidizing our destruction.
Yes.
With cheap stuff.
Well, we have got to stop doing business on a regular basis in such a way that benefits our biggest economic and
enemy,
military opposition, which is China.
$70 billion iPhone cash cow gone from Beijing, goes to India. And India, you know, this, now we're seeing why India capitulated last week and slapped a steel tariff on China. I mean, understand how radical this is, okay? 6 months ago, India was partnered with China attempting to destroy our currency as part of the BRICS coalition.
Yeah, exactly.
No. Now India's like, yeah, China, we hate him. Yeah, hey, we're going to tariff their steel 12.5%. You're not putting it in here. You're not dumping steel in India anymore. Oh, by the way, we just cut a trade deal with J.D. Vance. Or they have it, I guess it's like the outlines of it. Mm-hmm. It's not finalized. This is huge earth-shaking stuff. But again, Lee, I mean, this situation, and this is what the mainstream media will not tell you, okay, including Fox Business. It drives me insane. The biggest story with China, again, broke almost four weeks ago in the Wall Street Journal. And it was the fact that China confessed to the Biden administration that they had cyber attacked us. They are in our port infrastructure. They're in our nuclear infrastructure, our water infrastructure, and our grid infrastructure. Everybody agrees on that. From the Wall Street Journal to Christopher Wray, head of the FBI, whose parting shot as he left office was to warn us, our grid is going to get attacked by China. Why? They're in it. They're in our telecommunications. They're even in our intel agencies' telecommunications. They are stealing our intellectual property. And what, we're going to just keep buying stuff from them? I mean, this isn't even when it comes to China. We should totally redo our trade deals with all these other countries. But when it comes to China, this is about foreign policy. This is about safety. This is life and death stuff.
Well, it's national security.
I mean, when China has the unmitigated gall to brag to the Biden administration, as the Wall Street Journal reported, yeah, we cyber attacked you. We lied. We pretended it wasn't us. It was us. By the way, that was punishment for you supporting Taiwan, and we'll do it again. And that's in December? In December. And what? We're supposed to just keep buying their stuff till they decide to pull the trigger on our grid? That's our plan? That's literally what these people are arguing. Yeah, we'll just buy stuff from them till it all collapses and they steal every last bit of our intellectual property. Not a plan. So shifting all of this stuff out of China to India, that's a plan, or wherever else we want to shift it. But yeah, total win. Absolutely. I wish it would all come here. I wish we could manufacture it all here. Maybe we'll get some of it here eventually. But yes, this has to happen.